Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's good to have you with me. In this show, I'm going to be giving you a little bit of an update on how early mornings are working out for me. So the current habit, in actual fact, involves getting up early. And I was hopeful that it might be 5 a.m, but it's turning out to be nearer 6. And even though we're in the height of summer here in London and dawn is at 5 o'clock around then, I'm actually really struggling to haul my arse out of bed at that time, which has been a bit of a surprise. It's a little bit conflicting because I've suffered with insomnia over the years, so to be sleeping so heavily is a win, but not if it comes at the price of sleeping too long or sleeping in late. Like all of these habits, it's just a case of digging in my heels and going for it, so I have been persevering. And on the days when I have woken up earlier than usual, I have been more productive, no doubt about it. I've been in the gym at 6 as opposed to at 8, and it's opened up the day so that by the time I hit lunchtime, I feel as though I've already really crossed loads off my to-do list, or I've taken big chunks out of huge projects, which is obviously incredibly pleasing. This is particularly excellent on my working from home days, where it's so easy to procrastinate or to sort of get waylaid by the urge to clean the kitchen floor when all you went into the kitchen for was more coffee. Getting up an hour or two earlier means that those activities actually become less of a pinch on the day. So if you do think, actually, it really is time those skirting boards got a hoovering, which just sort of happens when you work from home, I'm less cross with myself than when I'm still at my desk at 9 p.m. My beauty editor colleague and friend Rosie Green wrote a brilliant feature for Red Magazine last year about how you can't be a morning person without having a routine in the evening, and I happen to think she's bang on the money. I've got into the bad habit of staying up later and later and later, which means implementing the early starts has been harder than I'd have liked, as I've already said. I'm someone who can quite happily survive on 5 hours sleep, maybe even a bit less, for weeks on end, for months even. But then there will be inevitable cry and a woe is me moment before a weekend when I just down tools and say I'm doing nothing and I catch up on lost sleep. What I'm learning so far is that to be able to jump out of bed and have a productive day, I have to put in the effort the night before to make sure I'm in bed by maybe 10 o'clock so that I can clock up around 7 hours sleep. And in fact, if possible, getting into bed at 9 p.m. with a book is a really excellent start. It's the foundation of getting that good sleep. But yeah, you can't really be a morning person if you have a scattered bedtime. That's some nights it's 11 o'clock, some nights it's 1, which is what a really bad habit I've slipped into. We've had some lively discussion in the Facebook group about this, and there have been some great recommendations for ways to help you get up earlier, as well as the benefit listeners have been experiencing from implementing an early start. And I wanted to share some of those with you because there have been some really, really interesting comments. So Jacqueline says that I'm not up super early, but work from home starting between 6:30 and 7 a.m. I think that's quite early, Jacqueline. This is compounded by, so she's sharing what works for her. And says, this is compounded by the fact that I live in the Outer Hebrides with extremes of light and dark hours in summer and winter. Nearly 24 hours daylight in summer and sometimes as little as 6 in winter. That must be tough. The way that Jacqueline's made it work for her is she's found a gentle wake up rather than the harshness of an alarm buzzer or alarm sound really helps. So she uses one of those alarm clocks where it mimics dawn. So it starts off with a very low light and then gets brighter and brighter. It makes getting up at dark o'clock that little bit easier, she says, which I think is really interesting. And she's not the only person to mention those alarm clocks. I think Lumi is a brand that does them. I've had one of those alarm clocks, and I have to be honest, it doesn't wake me up gradually. I tend to suddenly wake up at the point at which it's at its brightest, and then it's like someone switching the lights on in my bedroom. So I think the way I need to do it is always like put it in a corner behind something so that the light is slightly obscured. So if you do try them out and you feel like that it's too harsh, maybe that's a way of doing it, like put it behind the door so that the light creeps out from behind the door. That might be a way of making it work for you. Zara said that she was listening to this on her walk tonight and thought, oh, this is because I've been doing some lives when I've been waking up early. She said, those of us on the other side of the world will be up and well into our day to watch. She says, I do try to get up and work out some mornings before work and definitely notice that when I do, I'm more awake and have more energy, especially if I get up early enough to give myself extra time in the mornings. I find myself getting other things done, i.e. preparing a nice lunch to take to work, rather than pressing snooze, racing to get ready and rushing out the door with half my handbag trailing behind me. Zara, we feel you. We've all been there. Lucy says, I'm okay. Okay, I'm in with this one. I'm interested in what time people go to bed. At the moment, I tend to get around 5 hours sleep on a good night, and it's really beginning to get to me. I have a 19-month-old and I'm frequently up late, not getting things done around the house, and then up early with my son. Last night, I got to sleep at around 1 o'clock. My son woke at 5:20. It's a vicious cycle, as then I'm too tired to get anything done in the evening, despite staying up to do it, or ending up flopped on the sofa, exhausted. So I'm thinking bed at 10 after that thing. I'm definitely not watching on ITV2. Oh, I think we all know what she means. If you're in the UK and you're watching Love Island, any thoughts, please? So people have been going back to her with some suggestions. Alice says that she loves to wake up early. She wakes up at 7 o'clock during the week and between 8 and 9 on the weekend. And she says it luckily comes very naturally to her. If she stays in bed longer, she feels like she's wasting time, which is the worst thing in my mind.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I also always got my best work done in the morning, whether it was studying for exams, writing my dissertation, going to the gym, or just work. So Alice can confirm it works. Oh, there were lots of replies to that. Lucy said it's very interesting as she considers getting up at 7, sleeping in late as she leaves for work at 7:15, which is a much later start than most of my friends. And then they get into a discussion about what time they start work and how they can make their mornings work for them. Di says, I love to get up at 5:45, quick drink and out in the, with my dog in the fields all alone. I love it. I feel smug that I'm up and out when everyone else seems to be in bed. It's very pure. How lovely. Maybe I need to get a dog. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I'm sure pets do help. Pets and children, definitely. When I stayed with a friend who had two young children, they are the best kind of alarms because once they start asking for something, you are awake. Erin says she started her first teaching job and has to be at school twice a week by 7 a.m. for rehearsals and commute by public transport. I wake up at 5:30 or earlier and give myself at least an hour to get ready. I feel I can achieve so much by 3 p.m. when the bell goes for students that I can usually beat the 5 p.m. peak hour to go home. It's more calm on public transport. Early in the morning and going into school, putting on headphones and getting work done so that I feel completely ready for the day by 8:30 is such a brilliant feeling. It's nicer to go into work earlier and finish earlier rather than playing catch up all day. It takes out so much stress. And that really was one of the overwhelming sort of things that came out of all these comments and the feedback, is that if you start a little bit earlier, you get more done and you're able to enjoy your free time in a way that you can't if you're playing catch up constantly. Helen says, my day is so much easier when I get up at 6 versus 7. That extra hour gives me time to cook the kids' porridge, eat breakfast myself, put makeup on, which I enjoy, and not be shouty or mean mummy yelling hurry up at everyone. Compressing in everything into 1.5 hours instead of 2.5 hours makes for a bad day. I think that's very, very interesting. So the consistent message is that actually early starts are good for you. They do allow you to maximise the day in a way that staying up later and being a night owl just doesn't, and they make you feel good. And I think that's the thing I found very interesting. My inclination is to stay up late. And I feel like if I'm working or if I'm creative in the early hours of the morning, I feel as though somehow that's better, or somehow that's magical stuff that I'm creating. I don't know why. But then I do fall into the vicious cycle of then maybe sleeping later, maybe not making the most of the day, maybe thinking, oh, I can't really fit the gym in today because I've got so much to do, etc. Whereas the early start, you can still be creative, you can still be on the top of your game, and you can then finish your day like I had yesterday. I'd worked all through, I'd achieved a lot. Normally I would have just sort of tinkered around and thought, oh, I'll maybe, you know, email Oprah again or something like that. But because I felt like I'd got everything done, I called my friend and we went for dinner, and it was such a lovely evening. And, you know, our schedule's allowed. It's very rare to bring someone and they can, you know, come out on the same evening. But the point is, there were more options for the day than there would have been had I been working through and kind of, you know, piecing together a random dinner and thinking, oh, well, I'll go back to my computer after that. So who's going to try it? Who has been trying it so far? Obviously, there's been a lot of chat in the Facebook group, but is anyone else now going to try slightly earlier starts over later finishes? Let me know by dropping me an email or by sliding into my DMs on social media, where I'm at Emma Guns. Why do we slide into DMs? I don't really understand, but I can't think of another way of describing it. Send me a DM should be sufficient, but sliding into your DMs, it's just, I don't know. It's a vocabulary thing. Or if you want to join the closed Facebook group, then click the link in the show notes on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or wherever it is that you stream and download the show. Speaking of which, if your app service allows you and you feel so inclined, I would love it if you could leave a review and a star rating about what you've enjoyed about a particular episode or about the show as a whole. It would make my day to hear your feedback. And if you're only just discovering the podcast or 26 Habits and you want to go back and listen to the other habits that we've tackled together, including not drinking, yoga before bedtime, meditation, all of those things, then follow the link in the show notes over to the pool where you can find each and every single episode. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to everybody who has been in touch about this habit and has given feedback, especially in the feedback group. No, especially in the Facebook group. Thank you so much for taking the time. I do love the conversations over there, and it is very easy to join. Just click the link in the show notes. And you too can post and let us know how you're getting on. I will be back with another episode very, very soon. In the meantime, stay well, and I will see you on the next one.